pursuit departed Hiawatha and the hunters, and aloud cried Hiawatha from the summit of the mountain. Not so long and wide the world, not so rude and rough, but my wrath shall overtake you, and my vengeance shall attain you. Over rock and over river, through bush and lake and forest, ran the cunning powerful Kiwis. Like an antelope, he bounded. In the middle of the forest, to a streamlet still and tranquil, that it overflowed its margin. Over rock and over river, through bush and lake and forest, ran the cunning cow of Iwis, to a dam made by the neighbors, to a pond, a quiet water. On the dam stood cow of Iwis. Over his ankles flowed the streamlet, flowed the bright and silvery water, and he spake unto the beaver. With a smile he spake in this wise. Cool and pleasant is the water. Let me dive into the water. Let me rest there in your lodges. Heard a shouting and a tramping. Through the roof looked Hiawatha, cried aloud, "Oh, powerful Kiwis, vain your manifold disguises. With his club he beat and bruised, beat to death, poor powerful Kiwis. But the ghost, the Jebby in him, still lived on as powerful Kiwis, and it fluttered, strove, and struggled, till it took the form and features of the cunning powerful Kiwis, vanishing into the forest. Next, the people of the village saw the wings of powerful Kiwis flapping far up in the eagle, followed fast by Hiawatha. Then the cunning powerful Kiwis again, in human figure, came into the rocky headlands. There without stood Hiawatha, smote great caverns in the sandstone, cried aloud in tones of thunder. Open! I am Hiawatha! But the old man of the mountain opened not. Open! I am Hiawatha! Then he raised his hands to heaven, called imploring on the tempest, called Wehasima the lightning, and the thunder, and Iniki, and they came with night.